Salem Red Sox baseball back on the air for a thirsty Thursday night as the Fredericksburg Nationals are in town to take on the Salem Red Sox game three of the series tonight. Hello, everyone. Tyler Katz joined with you for tonight's game and game three of this critical six-game series for both sides. The Fredericksburg Nationals in a push for the playoffs, 3.5 games back with 16 games to go. Fred Nats have 17 games left, that due in part to a doubleheader that they have scheduled in the final series of the year against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Meanwhile, the Salem Red Sox, not the greatest look right now, sitting last in the Carolina League North standings at 21 and 29 in the second half. They are 9 games back on the division-leading Carolina Mudcats, who are taking on the Columbia Fireflies later tonight. Now, as we enter today's game, let's get you first caught up on what happened yesterday. Fredericksburg Nationals took a come-from-behind victory to take an 8-7 decision over the Salem Red Sox Wednesday night. Despite the Red Sox holding the lead for the majority of the game, the Fred Nats hung a crooked number late in the game with a 4-spot in the 8th inning to take that 8-7 win. For the Red Sox, the bright spots were Luis Ravello and Yastinkson Garcia. Both hit home runs. Yastinkson had a career day. He went 4-for-5. Just a triple shy of the cycle on a 2-RBI game as well for Yastinkson Garcia. For the Fred Nats, things looked good last night. I mean, it's hard to complain when you have 11 hits, 8 runs, and you take down Salem and stay in the hunt for the playoff picture. Elijah Green, despite starting the day 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, responded in a big way, doubling twice. You could argue that he was the player of the game, but I'd argue a more impactful player in his single-A debut, by the way. Jorgelis Mota had a 2-for-4 performance yesterday, including a triple in the 5th inning. Later on in the 8th inning, he would end up securing an RBI single that scored Max Romero Jr. That ended up being the game-winning run. Player of the game when you're looking yesterday, Jorgelis Mota. So we look into the standings. We already mentioned the Carolina Mudcats lead it at 30-20. Lynchburg is 2 games back. Fredericksburg 3.5 back. Then you take a big jump down to Down East. First half champions are 24-26, 6 games back. Another big jump before you get to Delmarva and Salem, 8.5 and 9 games back, respectively. On the other side, on the Carolina League South, things have been looking locked up for the entirety of the second half, but again, a lot of games left to go, about 16 games left all told, and it's the Charleston River Dogs who are leading the charge at 32-18 in the second half. Myrtle Beach, 4 games back at 28-22. They were the first half champions. If the Pelicans end up on top of the South, it would go to overall record in the South. Columbia Fireflies, Kannapolis Cannonballers, both at 24-26, a full 8 games back on the Dogs. Green Jackets, 10 games back, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers so far with the worst record in the Carolina League in the second half. Fayetteville, 19-31 in the second half, 13 games back on the Charleston River Dogs, very close to hitting their elimination number and being the first team mathematically put out of the playoffs. Fredericksburg finally has climbed back that hill. They're at 56-56 on a 4-game winning streak are the Nationals. This season, they have only ever been 1 game above 500. That was on their very first series of the year in a quick 3-game set. That was against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Took a 2-1 record in that first series against the Hillcats before dropping 5 on the road to Fayetteville. Fredericksburg has not been over 500 since that point. They now sit at 56-56 overall, looking to be a game above 500 for just the second time this season and for the first time since the 3rd game of the year. Something to keep our eye on as we'll flip it over to the pitching matchup for today's game. For the Fred Nats, Riley Cornelio has been looking really hot recently, a 4-7 record, 5.02 ERA. the right-hander out of TCU, born in, get this, Honolulu, Hawaii. Bit of a journeyman in his career. Born in Honolulu, played at Texas Christian in Fort Worth, which is a suburb of Dallas, and now in Virginia playing for the Fredericksburg Nationals. In his last outing against the Augusta Green Jackets, pitched three innings, no hits, walking one, and striking out six. Prior to that, he had a really rough go of things, including allowing a run in each of his previous eight starts before that appearance against Augusta. His low point came against Lynchburg. He went 3 2/3, allowing 10 hits and 9 runs in just 3 2/3 to the Hillcats. On the other side, Yordany Monegro has been looking good for the Sox. He started off his first three appearances all with winning decisions before allowing a run in his next three and taking a couple of losses on the way. His last two outings, he went 5 4 innings respectively, getting no decisions in each, did not allow a run, and allowed two his last time out. So Monegro has been looking a little better in more recent outings. Well, we'll have more on that injury report and starting lineups when we come back on MILB TV. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Salem Memorial Ballpark, the site of our game today. As we're getting set for starting lineups to be announced here, we'll take you through the starting lineups here on MILB.com and MILB TV. First, for the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, the Fredericksburg Nationals lineup, as written by manager Jake Lowry. The left fielder Elijah Nunez will lead things off, followed by the second baseman John McHenry. The three-hole will see the center fielder Elijah Green return to the lineup, while Leandro Emiliani, the first baseman, bats cleanup. Royce Marquintana bats fifth as the designated hitter. The shortstop, Marcus Brown, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the catcher, Wilmer Perez. In the eight-hole, the third baseman, Jorge Luis Mota. And rounding out the batting order, the right fielder, Jonathan Thomas. On the hill today for the Fred Nats, Riley Cornelio, right-handed arm, 4-7, a 5.02 ERA in 75 and a third innings pitched. On the other side, the home team and the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, the Salem Red Sox, as written by manager Liam Carroll. Leading things off, the center fielder, number 28, Yostinson Garcia. Big story for the next two, making their single-A debuts, batting second, the shortstop, number 5, Nizan Zanatello. Immediately following him, the third-round pick, batting third at third base, number 18, Antonio Anderson. In the cleanup spot, the second baseman, Luis Ravello. Batting fifth, the catcher, Enderso Lira. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 14, Lionel James. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 22, Albertson Asihen. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 13, Yorberto Mexicano. And rounding out the batting order in left field, number 6, Claudio Simon. On the mound for the Salem Red Sox, number 17, Yordany Monegro. A right-handed arm at a Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. A 3-2 record with a 2.78 ERA in 35 and two-thirds innings pitch. Will be making his ninth appearance at the single-A level, his third of which against the Fredericksburg Nationals. He carries a 1-1 record all-time against the Fred Nats. Well, we've had an entertaining series thus far. Salem looking to take the win. We'll take a brief pause for the national anthem. When we come back, first pitch between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Folks, don't go anywhere. We have a good one in store for you tonight on a Thursday in Salem, Virginia. Salem Red Sox and Fredericksburg Nationals do battle on Thursday evening here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hello everyone, I'm Tyler Katz, joined alongside you today as the Salem now turned beer mongers in their specialty Thursday uniforms. When they turn into the Salem beer mongers on Thirsty Thursday, take on the Fredericksburg Nationals in the middle of a big playoff push. Trying to stop them are the Salem Red Sox, with two great talents joining the team, as we have possibly our loudest play ball kid of the season announcing play ball, and we are ready to go here from Salem. Jordani Monegro, a 3-2 record, a 2.78 ERA. His last outing against the Fredericksburg Nationals took the loss in four innings, allowed four hits on three runs, striking out three while walking two. Prior to that, he got the winning decision against Fredericksburg, pitched five innings of shutout ball, but did also allow four hits. He takes the mound for the Salem Red Sox, and has been one of the best arms out of the Salem rotation, trying to make things work against this Fredericksburg roster. Well, a couple of new pieces added for Salem as well. Nazan Zanatello, second round pick in the MLB draft by the Boston Red Sox, is the starting shortstop today. Antonio Anderson, Boston's third round pick, will be the starting third baseman today. So that left infield, two 18-year-old prospects who, when this season started, were still taking classes in high school. Now they're here at the professional level, making their single-A debuts here on August 24th of 2023. Both Zanatello and Anderson got experience in the FCL level. So not their professional debut, but single A debuts. Elijah Nunez, the TCU product, will step into the batter's box. He's the starting left fielder today for the Frednats. Nunez will wait for the first offering. He swings and misses. First pitch today is at 7:05 p.m. So an 0-1 count will start things off. Monegro sets, fires the 0-1 just a touch outside. Count will move to a ball and a strike. Elijah Nunez got the day off yesterday, but was called upon to be a pinch runner as the 1-1 will miss high. Two balls and a strike. Monegro takes his time, sets, fires on the 2-1. It's a ball just downstairs, and Nunez will go ahead in the count 3-1. Nunez came in as a pinch runner for Royce Marquintana yesterday, came around to score. In game one of this series, he went 0-4. The 3-1 comes inside, and it's a five-pitch leadoff walk to Elijah Nunez. John McHenry, a home run hitter yesterday. That's second, the second baseman wearing number two. So a lot of twos going on for McHenry today. Weather today, it's hot and sticky. Some massive storms coming through around 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. First pitch to McHenry, runner goes. It's a pitch upstairs. Lira couldn't control, and sliding into second safely is Elijah Nunez. It is worth mentioning that Anderso Lira did struggle a little bit a couple days ago in his last appearance, including committing 3 of the 6 Red Sox errors that afternoon. He can't make the transition between his glove and his hand, and it allows Nunez to slide into second safely. 1-0 to McHenry, shows bunt and fouls it off, strike one. Game time conditions, 84 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, but not too much wind to speak of. 2 miles per hour out of the west, gusting at 7, and the flags are calm out in center field. A 1-1. Popped up, foul territory, will go out of play. Antonio Anderson, making his single-A debut, watches it go foul, where a kid in a Red Sox jersey will charge on to make the glove and go home with an early souvenir. Runner in scoring position, top of the first inning between Fredericksburg and Salem. No score yet. The 1-2 to McHenry, a half-hearted check swing. Appeal down, no swing. Umpiring crew today, Michael Corbett is the man in the field. Behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, Chris Janke. McHenry stands in with a 2-2 count against the ropes against Montegro. A look back to second, now kicks, fires, swing, and a miss. Got him swinging. And John McHenry will go down, first strikeout of the night for Yordani Montegro. He has a lot of strikeout skill as well, does Montegro. Yordani Montegro, when you take a look at his season statistics, now including that John McHenry strikeout, 53 strikeouts to 16 walks. Brings up Elijah Green, one of the top prospects in the Nationals organization. First pitch, a called strike. Green, the top Nationals prospect on this current Fredericksburg roster, as the number 5 prospect in the Washington org. Defensive positioning after the 0-1 to Green. Montegro fires on a pitch inside, ball one. Claudio Simone takes left field. Justinson Garcia in center. Albert Zanasi-Hen over in right field. Antonio Anderson at third. Nizan Zanatello at short. Luis Ravello, the second baseman. And Lionel James is over at first. 1-1, look back, now fires. Check swing, called strike, and down in the count is Green, 1-2. The battery for Salem. Yordani Montegro on the mound. Anderson Lira behind the plate doing the catching. Roberto Mexicano is today's designated hitter. One ball, two strikes to Green with a runner at second. The delivery swung on and missed. Back-to-back K's for Yordani Montegro. Elijah Green goes down swinging yet again. That has been a theme this series. Struck out twice 2 nights ago, 3 times yesterday. So that's his 5th strikeout of the series, and we're only in game 3. Brings up the first baseman, Leandro Emiliani. I think that's the 6th strikeout for Green. Emiliani, today's first baseman for the Nats, will take the first pitch down low and away from Montegro. 83-mile-per-hour pitch that, according to TrackMan data, was in the strike zone. A 1-2 delivery, a check swing fouled off. Emiliani didn't want to go around, but the ball found his barrel regardless. Fredericksburg wearing gray pants, a red stripe up the side. Navy blue jerseys with white numbers on the back. The George Washington swinging the axe on the front left chest. White and red piping on the end of the sleeve and around the neck. 1-1 is chopped on and missed for strike two. 85-mile-per-hour changeup for Montenegro. Now, he hasn't unleashed that curveball yet, but Montenegro's curveball has been fooling hitters in the Carolina League left and right. Look over towards second base for Montenegro. The 1-2 to Emiliani. Called strike three. After a leadoff walk and a stolen base, Montenegro strikes out the next three batters. McHenry swinging, Green swinging, and Emiliani looking. Three punchouts in the first as we head to the bottom of the first. No score in Salem between the Frednats and the Red Sox. Ballpark, the site of this one as we head into the bottom of the first inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A bit more on the man on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals, Riley Cornelio, 4-7 record. The right-handed arm hails from Texas Christian University, or TCU, for the Horned Frogs in 2022. 15 starts, 77 strikeouts in 75 innings of work. He has surpassed that in his first professional season. He's at 75 and a third with 69 strikeouts, a 5.02 ERA for the right-handed pitcher. He'll take on Yostinson Garcia. He leads things off and looked really, really good yesterday. First pitch to Garcia, taken downstairs for ball one. That pitch coming in at 92 miles per hour, the fastball from Cornelio. 1-0 delivery is hit high in the air, but playable for Elijah Green, the center fielder. He calls everybody off, can't find it. It drops in the middle of center field. Elijah Green lost it in the sun. Heading for third is Garcia. He slides in with a leadoff triple. I don't believe it. Elijah Green called everybody off, and then when his arms were extended to say, I got it, he flipped his hands over for his palms to be facing towards the sky as if to say, I can't find it. Charging in was Nunez to try to help him. They were in left center field, and the ball dropped exactly where Elijah Green is currently standing, where he started in center field. Brings up Nizan Zanatello. First pitch swinging for him, strike one. Wow. Zanatello in his single A debut, second round draft pick by the Boston Red Sox. How about this? Played his high school baseball under Justin Tatum, head coach. The 0-1 delivery swung on and missed strike two. Now, Justin Tatum is the dad of NBA superstar Jason Tatum, who attended a high school not too far from where Nizan did. Nizan going to Christian Brothers College High School in St. Louis, Missouri. Runner at third after the odd triple. Zanatello waits on the 0-2 into the dirt, but a nice block by the catcher, Wilmer Perez, keeps Garcia over at third.
just tuning in. Bottom of the first, no score, but a really odd play where Elijah Green couldn't find the ball, allowed a leadoff triple for Yostinson Garcia. Now the 1-2 to Zanatello. He swings a swing and bunt over to first base. Picking it up is Cornelio. It's a sprint to first. No one can get there. What a way to get your first single A base hit for Nezan Zanatello. Dugouts asking for the ball. Everybody's got the hands up. Congratulations, Nezan. First single A hit, and Cornelio just chucks the ball back towards the dugout in disgust. First single is an RBI single for Zanatello. And the debuts don't stop there as it now brings up Antonio Anderson. Nezan Zanatello, second round pick for the Red Sox, batting 1,000 with an RBI. Antonio Anderson will now wait for the first pitch. He grounds it over to second, picked up by McHenry, on to Brown, play at first. It's a double play. A 4-6-3 double play grounded into by Antonio Anderson, and there are two gone. With two away in the bottom of the first and a 1-0 lead, it will bring up the cleanup batter and second baseman, Luis Ravello. Ravello waits on the first offering downstairs, called a strike. For some reason, the scoreboard still showing zero outs. Swing and a miss by Luis Ravello. It's an 0-1 count. Ravello will wait for the 0-1. It's another swinging bunt, but fouled off this time for strike two. Something happened to the scoreboard here. Still reading nobody out and has not reflected the count of Luis Ravello, which currently stands at 0-2. Nobody on with two away. A swing and a miss for Ravello. Three strikes in a row for Riley Cornelio. An unconventional triple for Yostinson Garcia. He was a triple shy of the cycle last night. Gets it in his first at-bat today. Nezan Zanatello, his first single-A base, hits an RBI single as the Red Sox in front 1-0 through an inning of play on MILB TV. Back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Yordani Monegro back out for his second inning of work. He pitched three strikeouts in the first inning to John McHenry, Elijah Green, and Leandro Emiliani, with just Elijah Nunez reaching on a walk, getting the second on a stolen base. So the Fred Nats start off their day, leaving a runner in scoring position as we head to the second. A 1-0 Red Sox lead. Royce Marquintana, Marcus Brown, and Wilmer Perez are due up this inning. Salem wearing their white jerseys, a red stripe down the side. Light blue jerseys reading Beer Mongers in red script across the front with navy blue sleeves and red piping. First pitch to Quintana is lifted opposite way, right field. Ossie Henn gives chase on the run, reaches up and makes the catch. Officially ruled in foul territory, it's a foul out to right field for Quintana. now brings up Marcus Brown. Tritone caps for the Red Sox as well. A light blue cap around the back, navy blue front with the beer bottle logo called Strike to Marcus Brown, 0-1. And then a red brim for the Red Sox, and of course with the namesake Red Sox. A ball downstairs, check swing, no swing, says Michael Corbett, our field umpire. Well, we had quite the crazy bottom of the first. Gustafson Garcia hit one to center field, looked routine for Elijah Green till he put his hands out and said he couldn't find it. The 1-1 to Brown upstairs for ball two. 2-1 count to Brown. Needless to say, Garcia ended up tripling. 2-1 to Brown. Downstairs, ball three. Nizan Zanatello in his single-A debut had a swinging bunt that he legged out in a foot race with Riley Cornelio, and his first single-A base hit was an RBI single. 3-1 delivery to Brown, taken outside. Second walk surrendered by Monegro today. Puts a runner aboard for the Frednads as it brings up Wilmer Perez. Most batters Monegro has walked in an appearance has been four. That was to the Lynchburg Hillcats on July 28th in a losing effort. In both appearances against Fredericksburg, he's walked at least two. He's done that tonight. Brings up Wilmer Perez for the first time this series. First pitch swing and ground ball. Zanatello onto Ravello for one. Over to James. 6-4-3. Turns two. And that'll take us to the middle of the second inning. A nice 6-4-3 double play. Nizan Zanatello induces it, and he's been impressing in his single-A debut. We'll head to the bottom of the second. 1-0, Red Sox lead the Nationals. Johnny Cash will take us into the bottom of the second inning. Little Johnny Cash is down at the road at Virginia Tech. God's gonna cut you down, please, right before the now famous Inner Sandman. And the reason we bring that up, it's college night at the ballpark. With every college in the area being back in session, Radford University, Roanoke College, Collins University, Virginia Tech most notably. It's now college night at the ballpark, and maybe intentionally, maybe not, but on Thirsty Thursday. And Erso Lira will lead things off here in the bottom of the second. A called strike downstairs for Lira, the catcher. Slight shift for the Frednats leaves the middle of the field wide open. 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. The shortstop, Marcus Brown, shifted a bit to the left. McHenry is playing nearly on the outfield grass while Emiliani is playing well off first base. The 0-2 delivery downstairs, and the count will move to a ball and two strikes. swing and a miss on a 1-2. And Ender Solera will go down on strike. Second strikeout for Riley Cornelio. Brings up Lionel James, the first baseman. James batting .247 on the year. The first baseman went 1-for-4 with a triple, a walk, and a strikeout yesterday. First pitch, swing and hit towards left field. Back goes Nunez, has it in his tracks, and will reach up to make the catch. It was a well-struck ball by Lionel James, but Elijah Nunez was able to track it down, two away in the inning, as it now brings up the right fielder, Albertson Acien. Worth noting, another day without Alexis Hernandez back in the starting lineup. Unsure right now, but we assume he's day-to-day. First pitch to Ossie Henn is taken downstairs for ball one. Albertson Ossie Henn, a .320 batter on the season, yesterday ended up going hitless 0-for-4. The 1-0 comes inside for ball two. Ossie Henn this season against the Fred Nats, 5-for-16 with a double RBI, 6 walks, and 3 strikeouts. That's a .313 average against the Fred Nats. 2-0 comes inside for ball three, and now looks to draw his 7th walk against Fredericksburg. Has walked more times than he has base hits against this team. The 3-0 delivery is taken downstairs, and inside it's a 4-pitch walk for Albertson Acien. First walk surrendered for Riley Cornelio. And it brings up the designated hitter, Yorberto Mexicano. As Mexicano's walk-up music plays, Wilmer Perez, the catcher, was kind of dancing to the music and looking back towards the Fredericksburg dugout. Not sure if that song was an inside joke or something, but Perez was getting down to it. First pitch, runner goes. It's a hit and run. Ground ball to third. Mota fires across the diamond. Emiliani gloves it, and that ends the frame. No runs, no hits. One runner left on base. Through 2 innings of play, it's the Salem Red Sox 1, the Fredericksburg Nationals 0. We head to the third next on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 1-0 Salem lead through 2 innings of play. Fredericksburg coming back up to bat. Have gotten a couple runners on via the walk. No hits yet for the Nationals. Marcus Brown and Elijah Nunez, the 2 college products from this most recent MLB draft that are in the starting lineup, both walking today. Orgelis Mota, Jonathan Thomas, and Elijah Nunez are due up this inning. A swing and a miss for Orgelis Mota as he steps into the batter's box. Made his single-A debut yesterday, going 2-for-4. Arguably player of the night for the Fred Nats.
Ball comes high and tight for ball one. Mota drove in the game-winning run with his lone RBI of the season at the single-A level. He'll swing and miss at a pitch from Monegro. That's at 83 miles per hour, low and inside. Monegro, fastball, curveball, changeup in his repertoire. The 1-2 missing too far upstairs. He finally goes to the curveball, but it goes too high. 78 miles per hour, around 2,500 RPM on the spin rate. Scouting report has said he has a violent head whack when delivering pitches. The 2-2 is fouled off and behind home plate, heading into the luxury suites. Two count. The delivery from Monegro bouncing into the dirt for ball three. The Red Sox and Nationals have played each other a lot this season, and it's been a one-sided season series in favor of Fredericksburg. Full count to Mota. Payoff pitch fouled off. We'll do it again. 95 mile per hour fastball. And I think what's so impressive about Monegro at this level is how much he's able to vary his pitches. I mean, you have a 20 mile per hour range from his 75 mile per hour curveball to a 95 mile per hour fastball. Payoff once more. A swing and a miss. Fastball low and inside, and Mota will go down on strikes. Fourth strike out of the evening for Yordani Monegro. It's been a good night so far for Yordani Monegro. Again, has yet to allow a hit. Jonathan Thomas, the right fielder, will step in. First pitch to him, swung on and missed. One delivery to Jonathan Thomas, missing down low. He goes with the curveball, can't find it. Also known as Tuda or Tuda Thomas, due to him being the second-born child. It's the 1-1, chopped foul at the third baseline. Thomas batting 226, 26 RBIs, and four home runs on the year. The 1-2 hit on the ground towards first base, gets past the diving glove of James, and Thomas, with his speed, will reach first. First base hit of the evening for Jonathan Thomas. He will reach first safely as it now brings up the top of the order and Elijah Nunez. He walked his last time up, but I think the biggest problem with allowing Jonathan Thomas to get aboard is his speed. He was aggressive yesterday, and Joanfran Garcia, who was the catcher, caught him stealing twice, but it's Enderson Lira behind the dish who struggled two nights ago. First pitch taken for a called strike for Elijah Nunez. When you take a look at the Carolina League leaders, Jonathan Thomas sits at third in steals with 49. Pickoff back to first. It's very close, but Thomas is back in safely. He's only five behind second place in Jackson Lofton for Fayetteville. In first, untouchable is Chandler Simpson of the Charleston River Dogs of the Rays organization with 81. The 0-1 delivery, runner goes, Lira's throw down is in time, the tag by Zanatello, got him! For the third time this series, Jonathan Thomas, who has looked almost impossible to catch, has been caught by the Salem Sox.
Thomas is out, and there are two gone here in the top of the third. 1-0, Salem leading top three. Now the bases are empty with two outs for Elijah Nunez. An 0-2 count. Monegro has him on the ropes. Lifts the leg, takes a second, now fires the 0-2. Back up the middle, Monegro gloves it. An easy throw to first is in time on the 1-3 groundout. And Monegro faces the minimum here in the top of the third after Thomas caught stealing. No runs on a hit, no runners left on base. Middle three, Salem coming back up to bat. The 9-1-2 due up. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Riley Cornelio returns to the hill for his third inning of work. Claudio Simon, Justinson Garcia, and Nizan Zanatello do up this inning. Zanatello looked really good in his first at-bat at the single-A level, an RBI single on a swinging bunt that scored Justinson Garcia on an unconventional triple in which Elijah Green lost it in the sun. Claudio Simon will lead things off. The left fielder is in the nine hole. He is the final new batter for the Salem Red Sox in the starting nine. First pitch right back up the middle, and Claudio Simon has himself a base hit. Takes a big turn at first, but will pump the brakes. A leadoff knock for Claudio Simon. Third hit of the night for Salem. Red Sox scoring just one run so far. Justinson Garcia, leadoff triple back in the first. He scored on the Zanatello RBI single, and it's 1-0 Salem as we currently stand. Garcia waits. Cornelio shrugs his shoulders. Pickoff back to first. Very close play, but in safely is Simon. Great pickoff move by Riley Cornelio. Nearly got Simon. And would have caught me off guard. Just a snap turn of the head and throw for Cornelio. And if he can develop that pickoff move, that could be major league quality. First pitch to Garcia is in there for a called strike. Had a 4-for-5 performance yesterday in which he was a triple shy of the cycle. Well, his first at-bat today, he got that triple. Not a traditional one, mind you, but a triple nonetheless. 0-1, another pickoff. That one's a really good pickoff move, and this time he gets him. Claudio Simon picked off over at first base, called out by field umpire Michael Corbett. So one away here in the bottom of the third. Bases are now empty for Garcia. And Simon just going a little too far off of first base for a guy who's been red hot in Garcia. Just I don't see why you have to be that aggressive as Garcia takes a ball downstairs and the count's even 1-1. Slight shift for Garcia, the 1-1 delivery taken downstairs. Middle infielders and third baseman Jorge Luis Mota all playing next to the outfield grass. First baseman Leandro Emiliani is shifted further towards second base. far off the first base bag. The 2-1, bouncing ball up the middle. Tough play for McHenry. The throw on to first is bouncing in there. And 2 for 2 today is Justinson Garcia. He's 6 for his last 7, and Garcia is swinging a bat made of fire right now. Second single-A at-bat for Nizan Zanatello in his single-A debut. Second-round pick by the Boston Red Sox out of Christian Brothers College High School in a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri. Over at first, Justinson Garcia after the single. Not too often you see 1,000 popping up on the scoreboard. Zanatello shows bunt but pulls back for a called strike. It's an 0-1 count. Zanatello has a slight connection to the Red Sox organization prior to him being drafted 50th overall. It's the 0-1, check swing, pitch downstairs. No appeal in the count's 1-1. Christian Brothers High School has former Red Sox pitcher Al Nipper on staff as an assistant coach. Look over towards first base to see Garcia is Cornelio. Pickoff move over to first. Back in safely. First disengagement of the Zanatello at bat. Batting 1,000, 1 for 1 today with his single back in the first. Didn't have the greatest statistics down at the Florida Complex League in Fort Myers, batting just .139 with a single RBI. Well, he's matched his at RBI total in one at bat. Runner goes on a ball called as Cornelio stepped off the mound as he made a motion towards home plate. So Garcia will take second base. I believe that's officially ruled as a balk instead of a stolen base. Either way, runner in scoring position with one out for Nizan Zanatello, who carries a 1-1 count. And it will officially be advancing on the balk. 1-1 bouncing into the dirt. Riley Cornelio wasn't anywhere close to finding the strike zone as Garcia dances over at second base where he's standing firmly on the bag. 1-0 Salem in front, bottom three, runner in scoring position with one away. Nizan Zanatello, the batter in his single-A debut, second round pick, the third round pick, Antonio Anderson on deck. 2-1 delivery swung on and missed by Zanatello. Count will even to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zanatello and Anderson have some prior history prior to being teammates. First with the FCL Red Sox, now with the Salem Red Sox. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball heading over to third. Picked up by Mota. He struggles. The throw into first still gets him, so recovers. But Mota struggled to pick up the ball. So Zanatello retired on a 5-3 ground out. Garcia stands still at second base, will not advance. Runner at second base with 2 outs for Antonio Anderson. Antonio Anderson, the third round pick by the Boston Red Sox, committed to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets to stay in his hometown of Atlanta prior to his third round draft selection. As I was mentioning, him and Nizan Zanatello had some prior history. First pitch downstairs for ball one. When Nizan Zanatello was playing in the USA Prime National Tournament down in Atlanta, his team recruited Antonio Anderson to play alongside for a couple games during their tournament in the 404. Swing and a miss on the 1-0. Count will go even to a ball and a strike. Anderson grounded into a double play in his first single-A at-bat. Now trying to help out the Sox, who lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Cornelio sets fires downstairs, bouncing into the dirt, and Wilmer Perez, the catcher, will backpedal all the way to the chalked line that separates the home plate area from the foul territory grass behind home plate. Red Sox in their beer mongers uniform here on a thirsty Thursday. A look back towards second. Now the 2-1 delivery. Anderson takes it low. 94 mile per hour fastball missing low from Cornelio. It's a hitter's count for the Red Sox third baseman. Three balls and a strike. Garcia over at second. Dancing, Brown goes over to cover the bag. Cornelio fires the 3-1 for a called strike down low in the zone. Another fastball clocking in at 94. Count goes full for Antonio Anderson. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base. Cornelio dealing to Anderson with Ravello standing on deck. The payoff pitch is swung on and missed, and Anderson, will go down on strikes. It's the third strikeout of the evening for Riley Cornelio. No runs on two hits with one runner left on base for Salem here in the third. We'll take a short break, be back for the fourth inning. Fredericksburg coming back up to bat. Part of the batting order, McHenry, Green, and Emiliani due up. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Some dirty water will take us into the fourth inning. Red Sox are hoping to hear their victory song ring out at the end of nine innings of play tonight. They're starting off with a 1-0 lead heading into the fourth inning. Now, yesterday, things started off well for the Red Sox, led most of the way through until a four spot by the Fredericksburg Nationals took a 7-4 Salem lead and turned it into an 8-7 Nationals win. Fredericksburg now leading the series overall 2-0. Game 3 of the series tonight on Thursday. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow night. Game 4, 6:05 on Saturday, 3:05 the Sunday series finale. First pitch missing outside for John McHenry. The second baseman struck out swinging for the Nats in his first at-bat back in the first inning. The 1-0 delivery popped up foul, out of play. Fred Nats wearing the navy blue uniforms, gray pants, red batting helmets. Salem in their white jerseys, light blue caps and jerseys for their specialty Salem Beer Mongers jersey that they wear on Thirsty Thursday. 1-1 will miss low. It's a 2-1 count to John McHenry. Now, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but if it was intentional, it was a stroke of genius by the marketing department. 2-1, ball will miss upstairs for ball three. Tonight is not only Thirsty Thursday, but College Night, where they invite student organizations and faculty organizations from Hollins University, Roanoke College, Radford University, and most notably to the Roanoke area in Virginia Tech. 3-1 to McHenry is fouled off down the left field line. It lands into the seats. And a fan will scream out. You could hear it all the way up here in elation to go home with a souvenir foul ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes to McHenry, the second baseman. Top four 1-0 Sox in front. Monegro fires the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging. McHenry goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. Fifth strikeout of the evening for Yordani Monegro. One gone here in the top of the fourth as it now brings up Elijah Green. But like I was saying, tonight's college night where multiple student organizations have been invited out to the ballpark, there's discounted beer all over the ballpark. A ball downstairs for ball one. And speaking from experience, there's not a whole lot college students like more than cheap beer. The 1-0 delivery swung on and missed for strike one. So if that was intentional, it's a stroke of genius. If they just lucked into it, well, they just lucked into it. 1-1 to Elijah Green. He chops it over to short. Picked up by Zanatello. The throw into first. Got him. Green starts his day 0-2. He struck out in the first. Now grounds out to short here in the fourth. With two gone here in the top of the fourth, it brings up the first baseman, Leandro Emiliani. He was also a strikeout victim of Monegro back in the first. However, his was the only so far tonight to be looking. Leandro Emiliani batting .230 on the season. First baseman for the Fred Nats will take the first pitch down low for ball one. Judy Reed, Royce Marquintana on deck. The 1-0 swung on a miss, strike one for Emiliani. One delivery missing downstairs for ball two. Let's give you a little update from around the Red Sox organization in just a moment. The Boston Red Sox absolutely destroyed the Houston Astros earlier today. Here comes the 2-1 to Emiliani. It falls into the strike zone for strike two. 17-1, including two four-run innings and a six-run inning at Minute Maid Park. 24 hits for Boston in the destruction of the Astros. 2-2, foul ball heading back and out of play. Boston advances to 68-60 on the season, still sitting in fourth in the American League East. However, now comfortably ahead of their arch rival in the New York Yankees, who very closely lost to the Washington Nationals earlier today. 2-2, ball outside. It's a full count with two outs, nobody on for Emiliani. The Nationals won 6-5 over the Yankees, but got the tying run to third. It was a well-hit ball for the Yankees into left field, and a twisting and turning outfielder for the Nationals made the catch. A ground ball gets through the left side. It's a base hit for Leandro Emiliani. One on with two away. So the Nationals barely got the victory, but the Red Sox will certainly take the Yankees' loss no matter what way it comes. With the Emiliani single, it now brings up Royce Marquintana. He had a pretty well-hit ball the opposite way for the right-handed hitting designated hitter. He hit it to right field, and Albert Sanasi-Hen made the grab in foul territory. First pitch fouled off. Over at AAA, the Worcester WooSox are looking really good themselves. 28-18 entering today. They had a game earlier today against the Rochester Red Wings and got the 4-3 victory. The 0-1 high in the sky, right field. Asihen and Garcia both underneath it, and it will be Albertson. Asihen in his glove, he dropped it. The throw will come home. As coming home is Emiliani. The play will come to second, and the ball gets away. In to score is Leandro Emiliani on a couple of errors in the outfield, and Albertson Asihen has his hands on his knees. Can't believe he dropped it. The Red Sox, who have been plagued by errors all season, will get another.
It was a routine fly ball that was in the glove of Ossie Henn until it wasn't. Brings up Marcus Brown, the shortstop. We're tied at one, top of the fourth. First pitch to Marcus Brown. Check swing on a ball inside. We'll wait to see how this is officially scored. I believe it's just going to be a two-base error on Albertson Ossie Henn. Marcus Brown takes the 1-0 pitch, swings at it, and misses. So it's a reach on E9. Emiliani comes all the way around from first to home to score the tying run. Will go unearned against Yordani Monegro. The 1-1 chopped foul. So we're tied, runner in scoring position with two outs. A 1-2 count, however, to Marcus Brown, the recent draft pick out of Oklahoma State for the Nationals organization. Ball and two strikes, a delivery, a check swing downstairs, a peel down, no swing. Well, the WooSox defeat Rochester earlier today, the AAA affiliate of Washington, by the way, to improve to 29-18, currently tied for the top spot in the International League East. 2-2 delivery, a checks or a foul ball on a swinging bunt. Count remains 2-2. Down at AA, the Portland Sea Dogs sit at 23-24, third in the Eastern League Northeast. Three games back, they lost 9-8 last night to the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Squirrels lead at 4-3, middle of the eighth over in Portland. Runner at second, the delivery to Brown comes inside for ball three. Monegro was looking for the strike three call but didn't get it. Three balls, two strikes. The delivery is swung on and missed. Gets Marcus Brown swinging. Sixth strikeout of the evening for Yordani Monegro, but a run comes in to score unearned. One hit, one error, one runner left on base. We're tied at one, middle of the fourth. Salem coming up to bat with Ravello, Lira, and James due up. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 1-1 tie after an unearned run across the plate on another error by Salem. And listen, there's no easy way to put it. Errors have plagued the Salem Red Sox all season. In fact, I was talking to team historian Jim Fulton earlier today and was mentioning that the errors committed by the Salem Sox this season are the most in Salem franchise history, now with 153 errors committed. Luis Ravello leads things off against Riley Cornelio. First pitch missing outside for ball one.
Luis Trivello takes an 85-mile-per-hour changeup from Cornelio. Ender Solira, Lionel James also due up this frame. 1-0 is fouled off by Ravello. Count goes even 1-1. Now, the one result we didn't get to in the previous inning was High A Greenville. The Drive have not looked good in the second half of the season, putting things bluntly. The 1-1 to Ravello, ball downstairs. No, called strike. It's a 1-2. Drive are 20-30, fifth or tied for last in the South Atlantic League South Division, 13 and a half games back on the leaders. 1-2 will miss. Count goes 2-2 to Ravello. Losing last night 3-2 on the road at the Hickory Crawdads. Playing tonight, bottom of the fourth, the Drive currently lead the Crawdads 3-0. 2-2. Hit well. Center field. Green has a read at the warning track. Looks up. Did he make the grab? He did. Elijah Green makes a catch up against the wall and retires Luis Ravello to lead off the inning. It'll bring up Ender Solira, who struck out swinging in his last at-bat. Back in the second inning, he's 0-for-1 today. First pitch taken upstairs for ball one. Well, despite the FCL Red Sox season being over, the FCL season isn't over. Ground ball to third, picked up by Mota. That throw is offline and pulls Emiliani off the bag. Safe at first is Ender Solira. And we'll see if the official scorer said he was fast enough to beat it out regardless, or whether that will be a throwing error on Jorge Luis Mota, which will be his first error of his single-A career. It will not be. Ender Solira gets credit for the single. Runner takes a lead off of first in Lira. James, the next batter, he flew out on a well-hit ball to left his last time up. First pitch downstairs, and James will start off his count, a ball and no strikes. Runner over at first base in Lira. Cornelio looks in, accepts the sign, kicks the leg, and fires. A swing and a miss by James for strike one. One ball, one strike. Lira over at first. 1-1 our score in the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a foul ball by James. A ball and two strikes, just one away. James could drive something into the gap, could start something for Salem. The 1-2 hit on the ground towards third. Mota off his glove yet again. Jorge Luis Mota misplayed a ball that was called a base hit on Ender Solira. This time he can't glove it at all, and without a doubt that should go into the books as a reach on E5, and the scoreboard immediately reflects that. So James reaches on the air. Lira will advance up to second base. 2-1 with one out for a hot-hitting Albert Sanasi-Hen, and we'll get a mound visit. Well, this mound visit will give us a time to talk about some scores from around the Carolina League. Currently, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 3-1 in the top of the fifth. Carolina Mudcats, bottom of the fifth, lead the Columbia Fireflies 1-0. In the top of the fifth, in Kinston, North Carolina, Down East and Fayetteville tied at 0. The Augusta Green Jackets look to string two in a row against the Charleston River Dogs. It's Augusta 5, Charleston 1. And finally, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 2-1. Top of the fifth in Myrtle Beach. Back to baseball here. Albert Sanasi hands steps in with two on. First pitch, watches it find the strike zone for strike one. James reached on an error, Lira singled. Two on, one out, bottom four. The pitch from Cornelio swung on and missed by Asihen. Bottom of the fourth, 1-1 your score. Both teams have committed a single error tonight. Now the 0-2, taken downstairs, and it's a 1-2 count to Asihen. Riley Cornelio facing Salem yet again. Has had quite the number of appearances against the Red Sox. Three in his last 10 appearances. Ball downstairs will make it ball three. Allowed in those appearances against Salem, four runs, one run, and two runs in two innings, six innings, and five innings. So had two pretty good outings. The 2-2 delivery, Asihen grounds it over to third, foul, keeps the count 2-2. Well, during our trip to Fredericksburg, we were talking to hitting coach Nelson Paulino, who was mentioning Riley Cornelio after he had dominated the Red Sox in game one of that series, that he had his number, he had him figured out. 2-2 to Asihen, called strike three. He's retired. Fourth strikeout of the evening for Riley Cornelio. Brings up Roberto Mexicano with two on and two outs. Now that plan that Coach Paulino had in place didn't quite work out on Sunday in the series finale where Cornelio got the start yet again. However, it seems to be slightly working today. Check swing, called a strike regardless by Chris Janke. As a matter of fact, he called it a swing. Mexicano having to get aboard to extend the inning with two outs and two on. Claudio Simon stands on deck. The 1-0. Hit high in the sky, center field, Elijah Green comes in. It's in the triangle, but Green will basket catch it to end the inning. So the Red Sox get a couple of runners aboard on a hit and an error, leaving two runners on, can't score either. Four through four innings here in Salem. Your score, the Red Sox won, the Nationals won. We'll take a short break, be back here for the fifth on MILB TV. Liam Carroll came out to have a conversation with home plate umpire Chris Janke. Can only mean a myriad of substitutions are coming into the ballgame. It does still appear to be Yordani Monegro into the game for Salem, and in fact, it is. So Monegro is not the change. Luis Ravello is the new shortstop. So I don't know if Zanatello was relieved for or if they want to try him at a different position. It still looks like Antonio Anderson as the third baseman, but you'd hate for something to have happened in Azan Zanatello as we head into the top of the fifth. Wilmer Perez, Jorge Luis Mota, and Jonathan Thomas lead things off. Just getting the defensive changes. It is, in fact, Zanatello out of the game. Ground ball heading over to third. Throw on to first is in time. So Wilmer Perez grounds out to third base, which is now a change. No, that is still, in fact, Anderson. My apologies. So I ground out to third. Zanatello is out. Ravello is the new shortstop. Claudio Simone, who was the left fielder as a ball will miss upstairs for ball one, is the new second baseman. Albert Feliz, who was out of the starting lineup altogether, is now in left field. Swing and a miss on a 1-1 count, or on a 1-0 count. That now makes it a 1-1 count. So you hope for the best for Nazan Zanatello here. Pulled from the game seemingly at random. It didn't seem like anything could have gone wrong. A swing and a miss for strike two. And for the Red Sox, second round draft pick. That could be worst case scenario. It could be something as you only want to see him for a couple innings and get Feliz that time in the field. Ball will miss, makes it 2-2. The 2-2 delivery is fouled off. Keeps the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quick update from around the Red Sox organization. We mentioned that Boston won today 17-1 against Houston. Worcester defeats Rochester 4-3. And then things going well in the other levels of the Red Sox org. 2-2 is swung on and missed, and Jorge Luis Mota goes down on strikes here. Seventh strikeout of the night for Yordani Monegro. Two gone as it brings up Jonathan Thomas. Over in high A, Greenville leading Hickory 4-0 in the top of the fifth. And double A three spot for the Sea Dogs in the bottom of the eighth, have given Portland a 6-4 lead over the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Swing and a miss at the first offering goes Jonathan Thomas. The 0-1 swung on and missed well over the top of it. That was at 81 mile per hour. It looked like the curve, but it was a faster curve than he typically throws, but slower than the change, so it's a change that he just took a little bit off of. Negro takes the cap off, looks back towards the flag in center field, takes a deep breath, now fires the 0-2, swung on and missed. Strikeout number 8 of the evening for Yordani Monegro. Thomas goes down on strikes, and 3 up, 3 down go the Nats in the top of the 5th. Bottom 5 coming up, Claudio Simon, Yustinson Garcia, and now Albert Feliz, recently subbed in, due up for the Red Sox when we return. Bottom 5 coming up next. welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 1-1 tie in a modified pitcher's duel entering the bottom of the fifth. Only seven runs allowed, but it hasn't really felt like that. There have been base runners, there have been walks. So not your traditional pitcher's duel, but the scoreboard shows it. 1-1 our score. Claudio Simone, who was the left fielder, now second baseman, leads things off. He's 1-for-1 today. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Bottom five, we'll see Riley Cornelio return to the hill for his fifth inning of work. A check swing and a ball downstairs. A peel down and says yes he did, so Claudio Simone will be charged with the swing. He's now down in the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Cornelio lifts the leg back up the middle. McHenry gloves at the second baseman onto Emiliani. Got him in time. One gone here in the bottom of the fifth. Back to the top of the order, we'll bring up Justinson Garcia. He's 2-for-2 today after a 4-for-5 performance yesterday. First pitch to Garcia falls into the strike zone for strike one. No one. Garcia swings, now fouls it into the on-deck circle where it finds Albert Feliz gearing up for his first at-bat of the day after coming in for Nizan Zanatello. The 0-2 delivery called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Garcia can't believe it as we take a look at our automatic strike zone on TrackMan. That one did, in fact, find the zone high and away. Two gone for Albert Feliz. And for Riley Cornelio, the Nationals prospect, his fifth strikeout of the evening. Albert Feliz, the big power bat for the Salem Sox, will get his first at-bat of the day. He was a defensive substitution that then came in for Nizan Zanatello, who was in his single-A debut. He swings and misses at the first offering. Albert Feliz has been on fire recently, hitting five of Salem's last seven home runs. The 0-1 delivery, missing downstairs for ball one. Feliz has whacked eight out of the yard this season. Five of that eight have come this month. Make that six. The 1-1, chopped foul. Feliz couldn't really find anything over the wall until June 14th, that was his first. His second didn't come till about a month later and has just been on fire as of recently. Two home runs this series, two home runs the last series at Delmarva. He now faces a 1-2 count. The delivery from Cornelio bounces in the dirt right off of home plate and rolls all the way to the backstop. Two balls, two strikes. The delivery to Feliz is a swing and a miss, called a foul ball by the home plate umpire Chris Janke. Feliz tried to sell it as a drop third strike and started sprinting to first and likely would have made it had he not been stopped by Janke. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom five, 1-1 our score. The delivery called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Feliz can't believe it. And it's back-to-back strikeouts looking achieved by Riley Cornelio. He's now got six on the evening. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. We're through five complete. Your score, Fredericksburg 1, Salem 1. We head to the sixth next on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, where your score 1-1 through five innings, and that's the day for Yordani Maregro. A call to the bullpen as we enter the sixth inning for the Salem Red Sox, and the first look at a new pitcher out of the bullpen. Nathaniel Cruz will get the nod. He has to take on the top of the order in Elijah Nunez, John McHenry, and Elijah Green. Well, let's get you caught up on what you need to know about Nathaniel Cruz, as his first offering will miss high and away at 79 miles per hour. Nathaniel Cruz, a native to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, 1-0 is hit on the ground. That gets through the right side past the diving glove of Claudio Simon. It's a leadoff single for Elijah Nunez. He has his first hit of the day, one on with nobody out in the top of the sixth. Nathaniel Cruz, the new man on the bump, 3-2 on the year, a 5.11 ERA in 37 innings pitched. Signed on as an international free agent in July of 2019. Split last season between Salem and the FCL Red Sox with 8 games at each level. First pitch, a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Cruz has spent a majority of his season here in Salem with 37 innings pitched. Runner at first with nobody out. Fred Nats looking to take the lead. Pickoff over to first, but back in safely is Nunez. No balls and a strike. A wind-up and pitch well outside, and the count will go even to a 1-1. John McHenry is 0-2 today. He struck out swinging both times against Yordani Maregro. This is his first time against Nathaniel Cruz. Third offering to him finds the zone for a called strike. Finding the zone at 79 miles per hour, a low curveball. One, two. Cruz sets, fires, runner goes. The throw down by Lira into the glove of Ravello. The tag is not there, and Elijah Nunez will slide in with a stolen base. And the Fred Nats threatening runner in scoring position with nobody out. Time called. Jake Lowry, the manager of the Fred Nats, is also the third base coach. Just wanted to go over and check to make sure everything was okay on the slide in. It was. Everything's okay. And now John McHenry can continue his at-bat. Excuse me, this is now Elijah Green. Elijah Green swings and misses at the first offering. As John McHenry was called out on strikes on the stolen base attempt. I had completely missed it. My apologies. The 0-1. Green. Sky-high fly ball. Garcia goes back closer to the warning track. Makes the catch. Powerful arm. Will throw down to third, but sliding in safely is Nunez. So a fly out to center for Elijah Green. The other Elijah, Elijah Nunez, gets to third base safely. Runner at third with two outs as it brings up the 1-for-2 hitting Leandro Emiliani. Struck out looking back in the first, singled in the fourth, later coming around to score. A look over to third base by Nathaniel Cruz. First pitch to Emiliani, missing just outside for the left-handed hitting Emiliani. First inning that Yordani Monegro has not pitched. He had a pretty good outing. One run allowed, unearned, and only two hits allowed in five innings of work. The 1-0 is a called strike, and the count will move even 1-1. Nathaniel Cruz has clinched a no decision with the game being tied when he left the game. So won't get the win, won't get the loss. The 1-1 ball upstairs, and it's a 2-1 count. Now, Monegro arguably deserves the winning decision. I mean, he pitched five innings, only allowed two hits, no earned runs, and seven strikeouts to go along with it. Make that eight. The 2-1, missing outside, and that's ball three. Hitters count for Leandro Emiliani. Honestly, all things considered, not the worst thing in the world to walk him here. You'd put runners at the corners, but you'd put a force out at first and second with two away for Royce Marquintana. The 3-1 delivery is too far upstairs, and that's exactly what's going to end up happening. First walk surrendered by Cruz tonight. Emiliani will reach first. Runners at the corners now for the Nationals for Royce Marquintana. The final official line for Yordani Monegro. He goes five innings, allows two hits. Like I mentioned, one run unearned, walking two while striking out eight. Works his ERA down to 2.43. First pitch to Royce Marquintana is in there for a strike. Quintana today 0-for-2, fouled out to right and then reached on an error by the right fielder. The 0-1 delivery to Quintana, called a strike. Now hold on a second here. Nathaniel Cruz has Quintana on the ropes. Down 0-2. Quintana uses his batter timeout. If you're Cruz, you can ignore the runners at first and third. It's a battle between him and Quintana right now. With two outs, all he needs to do is get Quintana out, and he's out of the inning. The runners don't matter right now. A look over to third. Cruz now lifts the leg, fires check swing on a pitch outside. Chris Janke, the home plate umpire, says he went around, and that ends the inning. Quintana not too happy, but he'll have to live with it. Quintana strikes out, second strikeout of the inning for Nathaniel Cruz. No runs on a hit, two left on base, middle of the sixth inning. It's Fredericksburg 1, Salem 1. Due up Anderson, Ravello, and Lira when we come back on MILB TV. So Bon Jovi will take us into the bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Sox tied with the Nationals 1-1 in a pitcher's duel. Hits haven't been that rare to come by so far, however. Salem, 5 hits. Fredericksburg, 3 hits. Salem coming back up to bat. Antonio Anderson making his single-A debut today. Will lead the inning off. He's 0 for 2 so far with a strikeout and grounding into a double play. First pitch will miss low. And allowing just 5 hits and a run, Riley Cornelio is back out for his 6th inning of work. The 1-0 delivery is a called strike on the low and outside part of the plate for Antonio Anderson. 92 mile per hour fastball from Cornelio. Now waits the 1-1 delivery. Is cracked foul down the third base side. A ball and 2 strikes for Antonio Anderson. Big pitch here is cracked over towards right field. It drops in. First single A base hit for Antonio Anderson. The dugout's going to want that baseball, and they're all asking for it. First single A base hit for Antonio Anderson. And for the second time tonight, Riley Cornelio, the starting pitcher for the Fredericksburg Nationals, will chuck the ball displeased over towards the third base dugout as he's now allowed 2 separate players to get their first single A hits, both on their debuts. Runner now at first base for Luis Ravello. First pitch, foul ball looping back out of play. Antonio Anderson starts things off with a single. It's an 0-1 count. A high fly ball, left field. Nunez, easy play underneath it. We'll wait and make the pinch. One gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Runner over at first base in Lira. Pickoff over to first. Cornelio has been picking off almost every runner who has reached first base so far today. It's Antonio Anderson. First time we've seen him aboard. Cornelio sets, kicks the leg. Fly ball foul, hooking out of play. Strike one to Enderso Lira. Salem Beermongers Knight with the specialty jerseys. Fredericksburg goes with the navy blue to contrast. Another pickoff over to first. It is the second disengagement to Antonio Anderson during the Lira at-bat. No balls and a strike. Runner over at first, the 0-1 is fouled off for strike two. Another strategy here for the Red Sox is for Anderson to take a large lead off of first and try to induce a pickoff from Cornelio for the chance to get that disengagement violation. But it's an 0-2 count to Lira. Short lead for Anderson. Cornelio shows no interest and fires the 0-2 down low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. One and two the count. Lira waits for Cornelio, who stands tall. He has 6 seconds to pitch. Now finally fires a ball downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Lionel James stands on deck. He'll get a chance, barring a double play hit into by Lira. Currently good news all across the Red Sox organization. Everybody either up or tied, with the only game being tied being our game here. The 2-2 is called strike three upstairs. Fans aren't too pleased with it, and it's the seventh of the night for Riley Cornelio. James 0-for-2. He has reached once, but it was on an error by Jorge Luis Mota, the Nationals' third baseman, back in the fourth. Other than that, he had a pretty well-hit ball out to left field in the second, but it was caught by Elijah Nunez on the run. First pitch comes inside for James, ball one. Well, Boston dominates Houston up at the major league level, 17-1. Triple-A Worcester defeats Rochester 4-3. Double-A Portland got the win over Richmond 6-4 earlier today. And High-A Greenville currently leads Hickory 4-1. A 1-0 count called a strike on a pitch down low. Salem currently the lowest organization that's currently playing. You have the Dominican Summer League and the Florida Complex League for rookie ball. Both of those seasons have come to an end. The 1-1 delivery chopped over towards third, picked up by Mota. The throw will go to first in time, and can't spur an error on Mota for the second straight time as James. It's a 5-3 ground out that will end our inning. No runs on a hit and a runner left on base. We're still tied through six innings. Heading to the back third, the Nationals will bring up the 6-7-8 portion of the batting order when we come back next on MILB TV. It's the Nationals 1 and the Red Sox 1. Pitcher's duel at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's been Yordani Monegro and Riley Cornelio who have been dominating so far. However, it was Nathaniel Cruz last inning who got into a bit of trouble after allowing a single and a walk, but got out of the jam. First pitch to Marcus Brown, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy, will miss low. Delivery outside yet again. Two balls and no strikes. Marcus Brown, 0-for-1 today, has yet to put a ball in play with a walk and a strikeout. The 2-0 hit on the ground towards third, picked up by Anderson in his single-A debut, fires across the diamond to record the out. One gone here in the top of the seventh. We're two outs away from the seventh inning stretch. Wilmer Perez, the catcher, 0-for-2 today. He's making his series debut after Max Romero Jr. got the start at catcher the previous two nights. He's 0 for 2 today with a pair of groundouts, one of which being a double play. First pitch to him, a called strike on the inside part of the plate at 82 miles per hour, the change for Cruz. That was his 20th pitch, 21st of the night. Is cracked foul over the netting into the concourse, strike two. An 0-2 count. Wilmer Perez on the ropes against Nathaniel Cruz, who has two strikeouts. The pitch is fouled off and will do it again. Into some empty seats. Well, I was mentioning it's college night here at the ballpark, with every college and university around the area, from Roanoke College and Hollins University to Radford and Virginia Tech. It's an 0-2 count. Fourth pitch of the at-bat from Cruz upstairs in the first ball. Wilmer Perez did take his batter timeout, so he will be forced to stay in the batter's box until the end of his at-bat. The 1-2 yet again. This time he swings and misses. Strikeout number 3 for Nathaniel Cruz. Strikeout number 11 on the night for the Red Sox pitching staff. Brings up the 8-hole third baseman, Jorgelis Mota. 0 for 2 today with a pair of strikeouts himself. Again, both of those were against Yordani Monegro. This is his first time taking on Nathaniel Cruz. First pitch comes inside and hits him. So Mota will reach for the first time today in probably the worst way you want it to happen. A hit by pitch as it just hits him right about the tailbone, and that's where he will hold in pain as he walks over to first base to Carmelo Jaime. And it wasn't really pain. He was smiling as he put his hand back and put it just above his belt line on his back. Carmelo Jaime, first base coach, just make sure he's okay. Runner at first for Jonathan Thomas. First pitch, called a strike. Jonathan Thomas today 1 for 2 with a single and a strikeout swinging. Similar story to everyone else. First time taking on Nathaniel Cruz tonight. The 0-1 delivery swung on and missed, strike two. He is the 9th batter to take on Cruz, however, so the next batter that Cruz faces will be his second time through the order, something that Liam Carroll and the Red Sox staff want to avoid and likely bring in a new pitcher next inning. The 0-2 runner goes well outside and skips away. It's a stolen base for Jorgelis Mota and would have probably gone to second anyway on a wild pitch. So the danger slightly increases with a runner in scoring position now. A 1-2 count to Jonathan Thomas, nicknamed Tuta. The Nationals today, luckily for the Red Sox, 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. The 1-2 delivery swung on and missed. Foul tipped into the glove by Jonathan Thomas. Strikeout number 4 for Nathaniel Cruz. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits. One runner left on base. We're tied at 1 run apiece into the 7th inning stretch. A lot of zeros on the scoreboard. Salem is hoping that changes in the bottom of the 7th. Bottom of the order due up when we come back on MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz with you on the call tonight for a pitcher's duel. And for the first time tonight, Jake Lowrie, manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, will go to the bullpen for Nick. As it brings up Albert Zanasi-Henn. Nick Pogue, the new man on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals. He'll relieve Riley Cornelio. First pitch called strike. A little bit more on the new man on the hill, Nick Pogue. Wears number 38, is on a rehab assignment from High A Wilmington. Takes a ball inside as Albert Zanasi-Henn. Pogue will be making his Fredericksburg debut as he'll take a ball downstairs. Is Zanasi-Henn. Pogue played for the FCL Nationals last season and had one rehab start there. Jumped Fredericksburg after spring training in April. A check swing, a peel down, no swing, and it's ball three. Had a 3.49 ERA and a 1-1 record at High A Wilmington. 3-1 delivery. Hit on the ground towards the gap. Gets past the second baseman, McHenry. It's a leadoff single for Albert Zanasi-Henn. Well, starting off on the right foot are the Red Sox. Seventh hit of the night for Salem, only one run to show for it, and it came in an unconventional style back in the first when Justinson Garcia tripled, singled home by Nizan Zanatello. Runner goes, pitch high and tight, the throw down by the catcher Perez is not in time, and Albert Zanasi-Henn has swiped a bag. First stolen base attempt of the night is successful. It's the Red Sox 170th of the season. Scoring position with nobody out, a very advantageous situation for Yorberto Mexicano, who took a ball. Second pitch of the at-bat, that hits him right on the elbow, and Mexicano in a lot of discomfort holding his upper arm. Ozzie Chavez, the third base coach, will come over to have a conversation with him, and now Jacob Loffman is coming over to have a conversation, and this could be something serious. It also could be as simple as it hit the funny bone. Well, Mexicano is obviously experiencing some discomfort. He'll put the batting helmet back on, and it seems like it was just the case of it hit an awkward spot in the elbow. He'll sprint on down to first base. Hit by pitch will put runners at first and second. Simone one for two today, a single and a ground out to second base. Started today as the left fielder turned into the second baseman after the removal of Nizan Zanatello from the game. Runners at first and second with nobody out. Golden opportunity for Salem to break this tie. First pitch outside, ball one. It's a 1-0 count. Nick Pogue, Nationals prospect, called a strike downstairs. He was originally drafted out of high school in 2018 by the Colorado Rockies. Instead, signed on as an undrafted free agent last August and has quickly worked his way up. Played for the Florida Gators in college. Ball missing upstairs. It's a 2-1 count. Native to Melbourne, Florida, over on the East Coast, but a little further up north of West Palm Beach. The 2-1 delivery, a swing and a miss, strike two. Melbourne, probably if you want to put it in perspective, it's about halfway between Daytona Beach or Jacksonville and Miami. Two balls, two strikes to Claudio Simon. Justinson Garcia stands on deck. He's 2 for 3 today. Simon 1 for 2. The 2-2 delivery, a check swing. Bouncing ball, Pogue, and a sprint over to first base. Diving is Simon, got him. It's a one unassisted, but it advances the runners to second and third. The Boo Birds rain down from the home supporters on a very close play. It was a sprint between Pogue and Simon, and Pogue was pronounced the winner of that race, called out. And now Justin Lord will come out to have a conversation with two runners in scoring position and just one out for the hot-hitting Justinson Garcia. Some scores from around the Carolina League while we wait. Myrtle Beach leads Kannapolis 2-1. Augusta leads Charleston 5-4, bottom 7. Fayetteville and Downey's tied at 3, bottom 7. Bottom of the 8th, Carolina and Columbia tied at 1. And finally, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 4-3. A lot of ties and a lot of one-run games. In fact, across the Carolina League, there is not a single lead of 2 runs or more. It's either tied or a one-run game. Same case here where we're tied at 1. Bottom 7, Justinson Garcia's first offering missing high. Nick Pogue into the ballgame for Fredericksburg in his rehab assignment from High A Wilmington. His first appearance in a Fred Nets jersey. The 1-0 will miss downstairs and the count goes even to 2-1. When he was drafted, Pogue, by the Rockies in 2018 out of high school, it was in the 33rd round, a round that no longer exists. 2-0 will miss outside, that's ball 3. The MLB draft now taking place during All-Star weekend and shortened to 20 rounds with a few picks in between that are not fit into any round specifically. 3-0 is swung on and missed by Garcia, and the count will move to 3-1. Mexicano at second, Ossie Henn at third. We're tied at 1, bottom 7. The 2-for-3 hitting, Justinson Garcia takes on the rehab assignment, Nick Pogue. 3-1 with first base open. The pitch, called a strike on the outside part of the plate. Taking a look at the TrackMan automatic strike zone. That barely clipped the zone. Could have gone either way. But Chris Jahnke gives it to Nick Pogue. Full count, one away. Timeout called by Garcia. Final stat line for starting pitcher Riley Cornelio. 6 innings, allows 6 hits, 1 run, walking 1 while striking out 7. Garcia back in the box. 2 in scoring position in a tie game. The payoff pitch from Pogue is lifted foul down the right field line. Was well struck, but will land in the Fredericksburg pen. Salem last scored in the bottom of the first. We're now here in the bottom of the 7th. Payoff once more, outside ball 4. Threatening to throw back to third was Perez, but he holds on to it and throws back to Pogue. Well, how about this? The power hitter for Salem leads the team with 8 home runs this year. Albert Feliz gets an opportunity with the bases loaded and 1 out in a tie game 1-1 against the Fredericksburg Nationals, which Salem has struggled to beat this season. First pitch, taken inside and low. Ball 1. Nowhere to put a runner. Nick Pogue needs to throw strikes right now for the Nationals. Double play would end the inning with 1 out as well. A 1-1. Missing downstairs and outside. Right-handed hitting, Albert Feliz takes on the right-handed pitcher in Nick Pogue. This is the biggest at-bat of the ball game so far. Albert Feliz 0-for-1. He struck out. Batting in place of Nazan Zanatello. 2-0. High fly ball. Shallow right field. The question is, will Ossie Henn test the arm? The glove is made. The throw is offline, but Ossie Henn retreats. Could have scored easily, but Ossie Henn did not go. Didn't pull the trigger. Ozzie Chavez was right there and said no. So it's a fly out to right for Albert Feliz. And now the biggest at-bat of a young, very young, single-leg career for Antonio Anderson. Arguably of his professional career. But first, Jake Lowry, the manager for the Nationals, will come out, and a pitch limit on the rehab assigning Nick Pogue. So a call to the bullpen. That'll spur us to take a quick break. More on the next Nationals pitcher when we come back on MILB TV. Take you back into the bottom of the seventh inning. There are two outs with the bases loaded, and a call to the bullpen will see Merrick Baldo come into the ballgame for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 17th round pick out of Loyola Marymount, a reliever in college, making two starts. His last appearance got the hold against the Augusta Green Jackets, and an inning and two-thirds allowed a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Native of New York City, New York, 6'1", 200-pound right-hander, will take on the switch-hitting Antonio Anderson in his single-A debut, is 1-for-3. First pitch, check swing, called a ball. Excuse me, no, called a strike on the outside part of the plate. It wasn't the clearest strike call from Janky. No balls and a strike. Delivery from Baldo swung on and missed by Anderson. That's strike two. Each runner will retreat. Anderson, who win this season started, was taking high school classes at North Atlanta High School, is now here in Salem playing professional ball in the Red Sox organization. Biggest pitch so far. The 0-2 taken upstairs. Can you imagine taking an AP U.S. history exam in April and now playing for the Red Sox organization in August? 1-2 downstairs, and the count will even 2-2. And just goes to show that these are kids playing a kid's game. No one on the Salem roster older than 24. The 2-2 to Anderson, called strike three upstairs, and that ends the inning. Salem fans aren't too happy with it. Automatic strike zone on TrackMan says it was in the zone, and Salem leaves the bases loaded. Salem's out hitting the Nationals 7-3, but the scoreboard's the story, and we're tied 1-1 heading to the eighth inning. Fred Nats get another opportunity with the bats in their hands, and we come back to you for the eighth inning on MILB TV. We welcome you back here to Salem. And the sounds of Iron Man ringing out mean only one thing. Jonathan Brand has entered the ballgame. Brand, the native of Columbus, Georgia, was an eighth-round draft pick in 2022 and has quickly become the closer in all effect for this Salem team. 3-2, 8 saves on the season with a 3.16 ERA in 31 and a third innings pitched. Didn't have the greatest outing his last time against Delmarva. Pitched an inning, allowed 2 hits and 2 runs. Prior to that, pitched 2 innings, allowing no runs and no hits to that same Shorebird team. Elijah Nunez, first batter he faces, will take a ball downstairs. Here in the top of the eighth, no run has been scored since the fourth by either team. 1-1 our score. The 1-1 delivery taken outside for ball two. 2-0 count to Nunez. And exactly as forecasted, Nathaniel Cruz goes one time through the batting order before being pulled for another pitcher. The 2-0 from Brand taken upstairs yet again, and it's a 3-0 count. Brand struggling to find the strike zone early. Brand played his college ball at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. Called strike will make it a 3-1 to Elijah Nunez for the Redbirds. And some fans have been waiting for a matchup for a long time as the 3-1 finds the zone, 3-2, between Miami of Ohio and Miami in Florida, and they'll meet on the football field this season. The Miami Redhawks and the Miami Hurricanes will meet up and play. The 3-2 delivery called strike three. Works back from a 3-0 count to strike Nunez out looking. One away here in the top of the eighth. It brings up John McHenry. He's gotten the hat trick of strikeouts so far with three. One looking, two swinging. First pitch comes inside. Did that hit him? It did. Well, first pitch to John McHenry hits him, and there's a runner aboard for Fredericksburg. Hit by pitch comes with one away, and it brings up Elijah Green, who's 0 for 3 today, and in all effect due for a hit. Batting 221 on the season, the number 5 ranked prospect in the Washington organization. He struck out, grounded out, and flew out today. Due for a hit. Only three of which to speak of for the Nationals. Check swing, called a strike regardless, and Green will start off his count 0-1. Mentioned that the game in Portland went final with the Sea Dogs winning it over the Flying Squirrels. The 0-1 fouled off for strike two. Up in high A, the drive still lead the Crawdads 5-1, top of the eighth inning in Hickory. Driver currently batting, trying to add some insurance. It's an 0-2 count to Elijah Green here. Quick update for the drive. 2 for 3 is Roman Anthony. 1 for 3, Cutter Coffee. 3 for 3, Kyle Teal. It's an 0-2 count. Here comes the pitch from Brand. Swung on and missed. Elijah Green strikes out for the second time tonight. Second strikeout for Jonathan Brand. And there are two gone here in the top of the eighth. And now having to bat with two outs and a runner at first, it brings up Leandro Emiliani. Struck out looking, singled and walked. First pitch missing outside. It's a 1-0 count. Well, if you like a lot of offense, this has not been the game for you. If you like good baseball, this has been the game for you. 1-0, chopper heading up to second base. It's picked up by Simone. The throw on to first, got him.
We head to the bottom of the eighth in a certified pitcher's duel. Three pitchers for each side and only a run for both teams to show for it. A 4-3 ground up for Leandro Emiliani ends it. No runs, no hits, a runner left on base. As we head to the bottom of the eighth, Ravello, Lira, and James due up, trying to put another run on the board for Salem. We'll be back for the bottom of the eighth, coming up next on MILB. Coming up here from Salem Memorial Ballpark, Sweet Caroline has rang out here. Luis Ravello will lead things off, and Ersa Lira next, Lionel James in the hole. Salem needing just a run to take a lead here in the bottom of the eighth and not have to bat in the ninth. Our game is tied 1-1. Eric Baldo against Luis Ravello to lead off the inning. First pitch, a ball from Baldo on the outside part of the plate. 1-0 delivery. Called a strike downstairs. It's a 1-1 count. Eric Baldo played for Loyola Marymount, better known as LMU, over in California. The 1-1 fouled off. Played for the Lions, who have a pretty decent baseball program over in Los Angeles. Now the New York City native gone to Los Angeles to play his college ball. Baldo will miss upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Taking a look statistically at his 2023 season, a 4.11 ERA, a 5-3 record with seven saves. He'll force a swing and a miss by Ravello to get him to strike out. Two batters faced for Baldo, two strikeouts to show for it, as it now brings up Enderso Lira. Notably from Eric Baldo, played against Oklahoma State, got the winning decision. A swing and a fly ball hit towards right field, Thomas underneath it. And Ender Salira is retired on one pitch. Two away brings up Lionel James. Now, Merrick Baldo was the last pitcher to come in for LMU. And he faced his now teammate, Marcus Brown. First pitch to James, called a strike downstairs. Faced in the bottom of the eighth inning, it was a home game for Oklahoma State. And Baldo struck out Marcus Brown looking. The 0-1 missing downstairs. It's a 1-1 count. Now that game went into extra innings. So ball will miss downstairs. 2-1 count. But unfortunately, Brown did not get to come up again, so only one meeting between now teammates Baldo and Brown. 2-1 delivery to James. Downstairs will miss ball three. With two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the eighth, we're in a tied 1-1 ball game. A runner aboard in James could be exactly what Albert Sanasi Hen needs. 3-1 delivery taken for a strike downstairs. According to the automatic strike zone, that one missed the zone entirely. So a rare miss today by Chris Janke, but a miss nonetheless.
And instead of putting a runner at first base for the Red Sox, it puts a full count with two outs and nobody on to Lionel James. Three-two payoff pitch. Chopper, that's a swing bunt over to the third base side. Baldo picks it up to throw into first. He got him. Great recovery from Baldo when it looked like no one was going to get there for James. Well, it's a 1-3 ground out. And we're scoreless, a tie ball game, 1-1. But a tight 1-1 game indeed as we head to the ninth inning, still tied here in Salem. We're set for an exciting finish no matter what. Due up for the Nationals, Quintana, Brown, and Perez when we come back on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are tied at one in a pitcher's duel. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals 1, the Salem Red Sox 1, and our John Deere dirty play of the game goes to Albert Zanasi Hen for a running catch against Royce Marquintana, who leads off this inning over in right field, made it on the run in foul territory. It's our John Deere Dirt Award for dirtiest play of the game. Salem Beer Monger Night, and unfortunately on Thursday, alcohol sales have ended now that we've entered the ninth. Royce Marquintana will lead things off as the designated hitter. Marcus Brown follows, Wilmer Perez after that. First pitch taken upstairs for ball one. Both teams with one run and one error. The difference is the hit column. The 1-0 is grounded on to the shortstop, Ravello. The throw on to James is in time, one gone. Brings up Marcus Brown. He's walked, struck out, and grounded out today. Tied that all up over two. The shortstop out of Oklahoma State, the former Cowboy. '22 honorable mention for the All Big 12 infielder. First pitch to Brown, missing outside for ball one. Grew up a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Springdale, Arkansas native, makes sense, closest geographical team. Ball will miss downstairs and it's a 2-0 count. Now, with the St. Louis Rams leaving town, he had to go to the next closest NFL team. 2-0, grounded back up to Jonathan Brand, who gloves at the flip on first, is in time, and Marcus Brown is retired. Said his favorite athlete was Patrick Mahomes, who plays for Kansas City. So Brownie grounds out to the catcher, to the pitcher in Jonathan Brand. And it brings up Wilmer Perez. Perez is 0-for-3 today. He's grounded out, grounded into a double play, and struck out swinging. The catcher today for the Nationals now trying to start a two-out rally. First pitch swinging for strike one. Nearly swung out of his shoes as I think his batting helmet got a little looser on him. It's an 0-1 count with two away. Jonathan Brand working quickly, sets and fires. Ground ball down the left field line, foul. It's an 0-2, and now Perez down in the count on the ropes. One run on three hits and error for the Nationals. One run on seven hits and error for the Red Sox. So a hit differential of four. Nationals have left six runners on base compared to the Red Sox eight. The big statistic for the Nationals today, runners in scoring position, 0 for 7. The 0-2 delivery swung on and missed. Got him swinging. Jonathan Brand gets his third strikeout of the night, and we head to the bottom of the ninth, tied at one run apiece. Salem, an opportunity to walk it off when we come back. It's Asi Hen, Mexicano, and Simone due up when we come back on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark as we enter the bottom of the ninth inning. Both teams are tied at one. Salem scored their run in the first inning. Yustinson Garcia tripled. Nizan Zanatello in his first single A at bat drove him home. That counted for the run for the Red Sox. The Nationals even things up in the fourth inning when with two outs and Leandro Emiliani at first, Quintana hit a fly ball to right field. Asi Hen dropped the ball. It allowed Emiliani, who was already sprinting with two outs in the inning, to score easily. And that scored the run for the Nationals. Since then, we've been quiet. The fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth have all gone scoreless. You take a look at the scoreboard over the left field wall. There's a lot of O's on the board. Salem needs one run to end this ballgame. Albertson Asi Hen leads things off. He's 1-for-2 today. Worth noting, he does have one home run at the single-A level. Well, a new pitcher for the Fredericksburg Nationals as well, Thomas Schultz, will take the hill, trying to shut down the Red Sox and send it to extra innings. First pitch from Schultz will miss high. Thomas Schultz, the ninth round draft pick out of Vanderbilt University, played for the Commodores in the SEC, will be making his sixth appearance at the minor league level. Swing and a miss for strike one. He will be making his fifth appearance in Fredericksburg, a 1.42 ERA in 6 1/3 innings pitched. The 1-1 will miss downstairs. He's seeking his first minor league decision. Two balls and a strike on the way. Called a strike downstairs to Albertson Asi Hen. The count will go even to two balls and two strikes. Schultz, there's a ground ball hitting over to third, picked up by Mota. The throw on to first, skips in, and unable to come up with it is Emiliani. Runner at first is Asi Hen. Schultz, the fourth pitcher of the night for Fredericksburg. Salem looking to capitalize on the young pitcher out of Vanderbilt. Safe at first, and that is ruled as a base hit for Albertson Asi Hen, his second of the night. The ninth multi-hit game of the season for Asi Hen. Brings up the 0-for-2, Yorberto Mexicano. Ground out, fly out, and hit by a pitch. Pickoff back to first, but in safely is Asi Hen. Mexicano, the DH, were unsure of what he can do here. He seemed to have been hitting the funny bone on his elbow the last time up in the seventh. Likely that discomfort went away. He throws the bat. My goodness, this lands in the crowd. Mexicano let the bat slip, and luckily no one was there to be impacted by it. But it goes over the protective netting that was over the dugout. And now this fan who caught the bat is saying, what do I do with this? And we'll hand it off to the marketing staff in left field. The Mexicana will now have to get this hand-delivered. So Mexicano with the unconventional strike one with a runner at first base, and luckily no one was in the crowd to be impacted by the thrown bat. Well, from a fan's hand straight back to Mexicano, runner goes on a pitch low. Perez doesn't even try. Elsie Henn will have a stolen base with nobody out. There's a runner in scoring position for the Red Sox. Game-winning run is 180 feet away from home. Time called. This is by the catcher in Perez, who will come out to have a couple of words with Thomas Schultz. Quick update, by the way, in Greenville. It's 5-1, top nine, drive leading the Crawdads. Games of note in the Carolina League. Fayetteville leading down east 5-4. Lynchburg defeats Delmarva 4-3. Carolina defeats Columbia 2-1. But nearly a must-win for the Nationals. The 1-1 delivery missing downstairs for ball two. Should the Nationals lose, they would fall to 4.5 games back on the division leaders, something that they cannot afford to do with not that many games left. Red Sox trying to play spoiler. 2-1. High fly ball foul, out of play. Well, knock on any wood you have for what I'm about to say, but this game's been going by pretty quickly. It's 9:25. Game started at 7:05, so only 2 hours and 20 minutes into this one. 2-2. Mexicano looking to end it with a hit into the outfield. He checks his swing, but called a strike. Called a swing, I should say, by Chris Jahnke. Mexicano is retired on strikes. Brings up Claudio Simone. He's 1-for-3 today. A single, a ground out to second, and a ground out to the pitcher, who at the time was Nick Pogue, unassisted. First pitch to Simone. Downstairs and away. Runner in scoring position is Aussie Henn. Bottom of the ninth in a tied ball game at one. A hit into the outfield would win it for the Red Sox. And that dugout is ready to explode onto the field. The 1-0 is hit in the air. This isn't deep enough, but it's shallow into the triangle in right, making the glove is Jonathan Thomas. It was a dangerous ball between a converging McHenry, Emiliani, and Thomas. It was one of those situations where it could have just dropped in between all three, since none of them wanted to collide with the other. But Thomas communicates and calls everybody off for the out. Brings up Yostinson Garcia. He's 2-for-3 today. He's swinging a hot bat so far, 6 for his last 8 at-bats. If there's a guy to win it for the Red Sox, it's him. First pitch, inside and low, ball one. Tie ball game at one. Salem 8 hits to Fredericksburg's 3. It's a 1-0 to Garcia. Thomas Schultz trying to get out of this with a runner in scoring position. The 1-0 is fouled off. Hits off the windows of the press box, and the count goes even to Garcia. One ball and one strike. Schultz steps back into the batter's box. Runner in scoring position in Aussie Henn. The 1-1 to Garcia. Outside, ball two. Ahead in the count is Garcia. Should he reach without ending the game? Albert Feliz, the power hitter, on deck. Two balls and a strike. The wind and fire to Garcia. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Runner goes, but no throw. letting Ossie Henn take third on strike two to Garcia. Be interested to see if they call this a stolen base or defensive indifference. Two balls and two strikes. Biggest pitch of the ball game right here. Big lead off of third for Ossie Henn. Heart rates are high and time called by Garcia as he steps out of the batter's box. And it is officially ruled as a stolen base for Ossie Henn. Runner at third. Two outs and a 2-2 count. Thomas Schultz. He off Stinson Garcia. On the way. It's up. Strike three. The runner comes home on a wild pitch to throw down to first. He's safe. The Red Sox walk it off on a drop third strike. In one of the most unbelievable walk-off plays you'll ever see, he swung and missed and still walked it off. Thomas Schultz ends the game with a strikeout for the Frednets in the wrong way. The wild pinch gets away, and the Red Sox win it in the wildest of ways. Winners here on Thursday night, 2-1 your final score, and the Red Sox win it 2-1 on a drop third strike that allowed Stinson Garcia to reach first. One of the weirdest walk-offs you will ever see, but the Red Sox win it 2-1. And the best part of it all, we get to do this all again tomorrow night at 7:05. Pre-game show starting at 6:50. Stinson Garcia walks it off on a drop third strike that reaches first base. First time I've ever seen it in my lifetime. And what a wild ending to this one. Red Sox win it 2-1. And that's really all I got for you tonight. A crazy ending here from Salem. Red Sox win it 2-1. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Fredericksburg and Salem facing off in game three of this series. Until then, I'm Tyler Katz from Salem Memorial Ballpark. For the entire room, to my right, our production team and our video manager, Stephen Langton, saying so long from Salem, Virginia, where one more time, your final score, the Red Sox 2, the Nationals 1.